The Possibility Project. In Paul Griffin's New York City Possibility Project, the actors are not presented with prepared scripts. Instead, over a 9-month period, they meet for 3 hours a week, write their own full-length musical, and perform it for several hundred people. During its 20-year history, the Possibility Project has accrued a stable staff and strong traditions. Each production team is made up of recent graduates who, with the help of professional actors, dancers, and musicians, organize scriptwriting, scenic design, choreography, and rehearsals for the incoming class. These recent grads are powerful role models. As Paul told me, when they come into the program, students believe they cannot make a difference. Putting a program like this together is a transforming experience for their future. In 2010, Paul started a new program, specifically for foster care youth. This is a troubled population. 5 years after maturing out of care, some 60% will have been convicted of a crime. 75% will be on public assistance, and only 6% will have completed even a community college degree. The trauma center treats many foster care kids, but Griffin gave me a new way to see their lives. He said, "Understanding foster care is like learning about a foreign country. If you're not from there, you don't speak the language. Life is upside down for foster care youth. The security and love that other children take for granted, they have to create for themselves." When Griffin says, "Life is upside down," he means that if you treat kids in foster care with love or generosity, they often don't know what to make of it or how to respond. Rudeness feels more familiar. Cynicism, they understand. As Griffin points out, abandonment makes it impossible to trust, and kids who have gone through foster care understand abandonment. You can have no impact until they trust you. Foster care children often answer to multiple people in charge. If they want to switch schools, for example, they have to deal with foster parents, school officials, the foster care agency, and sometimes a judge. This tends to make them politically savvy, and they learn all too well how to play people. In the foster care world, permanency is a big buzzword. The motto is, "One caring adult, that's all you need." However, it's natural for teenagers to pull away from adults. And Griffin remarks that the best form of permanency for teens is a steady group of friends, which the program is designed to provide.